T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is a vigil plan for this evening in Mount Kisco as a synagogue looks to bring back its recently deported custodian.
WCBS's Steve Burns joins us live. Steve, what's the backstory on this custodian?
Yeah, guys, Armando Rojas worked as the custodian at Bet Torah in Mount Kisco for 20 years. But the way he was valued apparently went way beyond just being the custodian there. By all accounts, I heard he was someone that worked to develop a relationship with everyone at the synagogue. He always said hi, greeted people by name, he high-fived the nursery school kids. He just became really a valued part of the community. I heard one anecdote that a parent had to rush a child from the synagogue to the hospital and trusted Armando to watch after her other child. So it was pretty devastating there for everyone when they heard he'd been deported. Apparently, as the rabbi there, Aaron Brusso, told me, Rojas was at a restaurant back in February when a fight broke out. He wasn't involved, but he was taken into custody anyway. He was cleared of any wrongdoing, but Immigration and Customs Enforcement got a hold of the list of names, and it flagged Rojas. He was sent back to Mexico.
How has the community reacted to all this?
Yeah, Rabbi Brusso used the phrase love in action. They've raised a lot of money here, hiring attorneys, helping out the family that Rojas left behind. He has a wife and 2 sons. They've sent letters attesting to Rojas's character. Just trying to get the word out and just generally staying on top of the case here to make sure they're doing everything they can to get him back. There's a candlelight vigil, as you mentioned, planned for tonight. I asked Rabbi Brusso how all this made him feel, just being a leader in a community that's come together like this. He said it's beautiful, but they don't really have time to stop and appreciate that because of what's at stake here.
So, Steve, what's the status of his deportation case? Is there any hope he can be allowed back?
It's kind of a case. First, I was told Rojas was dropped off in Mexico pretty much helpless. No money, no phone, no directions. Congregants from Bet Torah actually went down to Tijuana to try to help bring him back into the country so he could apply for asylum. It didn't work the first time, but it did the second time. He's now in custody in Albany. He's trying to make the case that if he did return to his home in Mexico, he'd be facing constant threats of violence. In fact, Rabbi Brusso told me those threats were already starting to come up in the short time he was back home. So his initial asylum application actually was denied, but he's appealing that. And right now they're waiting for a date to make that appeal.
Thank you, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.